This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Snowmass tourism wants to attract more visitors during summer months. At a meeting today, Snowmass Market, Group Sales, and Special Events Board will discuss previous year's tourism data and strategies to attract future summer visitors. Snowmass's hotels and condos are mostly full in the winter, but barely reach 50% occupancy during summer. Tax revenue for that season is roughly a quarter of what comes in during the winter. Snowmass Tourism wants to up that number and spread out tax revenue throughout the year. The town is banking on concerts and conferences to bring in large groups for summer stays. It's also adding events and promoting the summer concert series to attract new visitors. Snowmass hopes to reach adventurous families from the Western Slope and Front Range, as well as childless millennials from the coasts with targeted ad campaigns. The Eagle County Commissioners visited the site of a potential elementary or middle school in El Jebel earlier this week. Kristen Kay reports it's the first step in a years-long process.
Roaring Fork School District already owns land in the Blue Lake subdivision. It wants to join that with an adjacent 8.6 acres of public property to create the site of a future school, something the district anticipates a need for as the Mid-Valley population grows. After touring the site on Tuesday, commissioners approved the request. At this early stage, the decision just signals that the site meets basic health and safety standards, like having access to a clean water supply. School districts in Colorado have condemnation power. That means the Roaring Fork School District could simply take the land. County Commissioner Jeannie McQueeny says the district is going through the approval process in an effort to be transparent.
They're opening this up really to the public process and being collaborative. So I think they are interested in hearing from the public as to what their concerns are and what they want to see in this site.
If the school district chooses to eventually develop the site, it will come up with project specifics like sidewalks, lighting, and what would happen to a ball field and park that currently exist on the property. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
Governor Polis has signed a bill giving local governments more control over oil and gas drilling operations. Capitol correspondent Scott Franz has more.
Senate Bill 181 lets cities increase setbacks and fine oil and gas operators for spills and other violations. It also makes health and safety the top priority for the state board regulating the industry. Polis struck a conciliatory tone as he signed the bill.
The conflict that has led to back and forward oil and gas initiatives, great uncertainty and political risk for the oil and gas industry and for our communities and for our families feeling unsafe or uncertain in their homes, should and will come to an end.
Republican lawmakers opposed the measure throughout the legislative process, saying it would drive the energy industry away and hurt the economy. Colorado ranks fifth nationally in crude oil production and sixth for natural gas. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Zoe Rome.